This is HDN.
Wednesday, such a groovy Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, garbage day, and green bin day,
that's right.
It is every single week, no matter where you are in the HRM, as we mentioned yesterday. No, what?
Doesn't start till next week. July 2nd, that starts.
Okay, so hang on. Got to haul the damn green bin back in.
Bring that bin back.
Just give me a minute. Take over the show.
Okay. But listen, don't take the bin too far, because folks who have garbage day on Tuesday of next week, you're going to have it on Saturday instead. Because remember, Tuesday's a holiday. We're coming up on Canada Day.
Hey, before we do anything else, I do want to give a big high five to Halifax City Council.
Yes.
We lambasted them. We said some nasty things and all that about this whole dog park situation, but it went up before council yesterday, and basically they said, yes, Africville Park will be decommissioned as a dog park, but not until we find a new park.
Watch the proceedings on Channel 10, because basically I have no life, but it was very interesting to see how most of the councilors were thinking the same way that we were.
And the other ones? Don't listen to our podcast, apparently.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, several councilors even offered up their district funds to help cover the cost of a replacement off-leash park. But
well, you know what? And I think people are starting to realize this, that a dog park in your particular district is a nice thing to have, because people come from far and wide, and it is very well maintained, because these dog owners don't want their dogs stepping on stuff and things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they keep the park very, very well maintained, and hopefully the new location will be a good one.
So everyone was pretty much okay with decommissioning the park, but they had a real problem with the July 18th. As they were saying, you know, what gives? Why the rush? Well, the rush is they wanted it done by July 18th.
The Africville reunion picnic.
So it would be ready for the reunion. And city council said, well, that's all well and good, but, you know, we got to have some place for these people to go. And really, the city is really behind the eight ball when it comes to off-leash parks. Calgary, for example, has 150 dog parks.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Mind you, Calgary is a little bit bigger than Halifax, but, you know, comparatively speaking, per capita, Halifax is way behind when it comes to facilities like this. So, basic bottom line from the vote yesterday at council, yes, the off-leash area of Africville Memorial Park will be decommissioned as a dog park. Now, mind you, that said, dogs will still be allowed on leash. Dogs are allowed on leash in any park in Halifax. So that will still be allowed. Just there will be no longer an off-leash component. But that's not going to happen until the city has a new one up and running. And they're just looking at an area to the east of the current Africville Park as a possibility. Well, now, home parties have taken a bit of an interesting twist. I mean, there's been home parties for as long as I can remember, you know, your Tupperware parties and your candle parties, and Scentsy is the big one. Well, there's a new one.
Scentsy,
yeah. That's...
Is that like a judo party?
No, Scentsy is...
Scentsy.
No, sensei.
Oh, okay.
Scentsy is the little...
The candle things.
The
melty
little,
stuff.
Exactly, yeah, the warmers, and they scent the room and drive people with allergies out of their minds.
Adult parties, too. They've had those.
Adult parties.
Yes.
Well, now there's one called the Lush Brush, and it's a painting party. And this is a new business that just popped up in the Sackville area. The Lush Brush creates a private party in your home or workplace, as well as public venues. Now, it doesn't matter if you have zilch in artistic ability. They have artists that will guide you step by step. And it's all done in a party atmosphere. You just bring the wine, they bring the fun, and everything else that you need to create a painting. And so it's kind of a neat idea.
It's a great idea.
Kind of reminds me of the pottery parties that they used to have as well.
What, you bring a big potter's wheel to somebody's house?
No, you just, they already have the items there, but you just paint them and then they take them off to get glazed and then...
Like clay works right to your home.
Exactly, yeah.
Reminds me of that idea I had when we first moved into this house, and I still think it was a great idea and we never did it. And that is to invite the neighborhood and all of your friends, everybody that you respect, and when they come in, you give them a painting or a picture and you say, here you go. By the end of the evening, I want you to hang that somewhere, or at least put a little mark on the wall where you want that picture hung. Because still, we've been here, for 3 or 4 years? We still have bare walls all over the place. We are the two most horrible people for hanging pictures and stuff.
No, well, see, you cannot bear to see a wall that's bare. Every square inch of wall has to have something on it.
If you walk up our stairs, with the exception of the painting that I put up at the bottom of the stairs, mm-hmm. you walk up the stairs, nothing on either side. You get up to the top of the stairs, nothing in front of you. You walk all the way down the hallway, nothing on either side of the hallway. And then another painting that I put up at the very end of the hallway. The yes. fact is, if I don't put stuff up, it doesn't go up there. It's a painting of me.
But it's not just any painting of you.
That doesn't matter. No. But my point is, I put everything up on the walls here, mm-hmm. and you don't. And then when I do put something up, you say, okay, that's fine. And I don't know what goes well there.
Then
and
you're
I don't
looking
know what
to me?
Well
I mean, I'm a decorating dunce.
And so am I. That's my whole point. I'm saying invite people over, give them a painting or a picture of your family or whatever each. They can talk about it. They can discuss it. They can have drinks and they can get loaded drunk or whatever.
As long as
you don't have frightening friends that'll do, crazy stuff. I mean, if you have people that are conscientious, I guarantee that they'll start talking about it and they'll go to another person and go, well, this might go well there, but this frame is brown. That one's kind of black. I don't think that'll go. Well, this one's larger. Maybe we could put that down. Oh, it's a family picture. Well, that should go up. By the end of the day or the end of the evening, you will have your pictures hung.
Or not, depending on how much beer has been consumed.
Then get a better set of friends. Yeah. Because, if you've got your one prize painting that you have that has always been in the living room and it's hanging behind the toilet or floating in the toilet, then perhaps you should pick new friends. You don't think that's a great idea when you move into a house?
It is an interesting idea, yeah.
Because people all, when people go to somebody's house and they talk, afterwards they'll go like, did you see that painting? Do you think that really should have gone there? Like, I mean, you need that third person's perspective. Somebody that doesn't necessarily know the paintings. And mm-hmm. they could come up to you during the evening, too, and ask you the significance of this painting.
Yeah.
Because, if there's a neat-looking painting that they think, well, that would really look good there, and they ask you what it was, and you say, oh, I got that at a garage sale, just down the street, as opposed to, oh, well, that was my grandmother painted that on her deathbed or something. I mean, I think that would open up the lines of communication. Some great conversations would start. And by the end of the day, you'd have everything hung up in the right place.
Mm.
Now, if only we could just market that.
We'll develop a party around it.
Yeah.
Speaking of parties, Chronicle Herald is having a party. This is kind of neat. It's called the Chronicle Herald Live. And it's coming up in October 4th and 5th. And it's sort of a showcase to allow consumers to experience the Chronicle Herald as it comes to life. And they're going to feature Nova Scotia products and services pertaining to each section of the paper. So you'll have arts and life, homes, wheels, sport, and there's going to be a main stage there that will have entertaining presentations from Herald columnists and experts. That's kind of neat, sort of a getting to know your newspaper weekend. That looks interesting, yeah. The food and wine sampling, music, entertainment.
Oh, there you go. That's for Lisa.
Exactly.
If there's wine, Lisa will be there.
October 4th and 5th, and it's going to be at the Kennard Center.
All right, it's time for a new segment of the show.
Okay.
It's called Douchebag of the Week.
Hey, Douchebag of the Week. I'm liking it already.
Yes, and
I'm not going to
mention any names.
Okay.
Just in my travels or in your travels, we'll come across somebody who is just acting like a total douche.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, I won't mention names, but this person does have a license plate number EUS314.
Okay.
The world is not your ashtray.
Ah, somebody biffing out their cigarette butts again.
And it doesn't matter how dramatically you throw it out either. Now, this person threw it so hard that it made this beautiful fireworks display in front of me with hot ashes going everywhere.
Nice.
It doesn't matter. It's still not a thing of beauty. The world is not your ashtray, so keep it to yourself.
All right, and if you have a candidate for Douchebag of the Week, leave it on our website or email us at jamieandlisa.ca.
Or go to our Facebook page.
Ah, even better.
Halifax Daily News.
Hey, and look who's on the phone right now. Joining us in the Beaver Bank Bunker is Katie Kelly, who is the host of a brand new show online called Pop Culture. And this is going gangbusters, Katie. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm really, really, really excited.
So what's the what was the idea for this show?
Well, first of all, I really, really wanted to do some stuff with TV, and I love everything about pop culture myself. I love fashion and fitness and, you know, all of the things that go with it. And so I just had this idea to pitch a show all about pop culture, not just pop culture, but more East Coast local pop culture, using local people and local ideas, and you know, turning it into a pop culture show.
Mm-hmm. And it's on once a week?
Yeah, a new episode airs every Monday. It's online, bellaline.net/community1, but you can also watch all of the episodes on demand if you are a Bell Fiber Op customer, just by hitting like the on demand button on your TV remote, and it's under entertainment.
Cool.
Now, this is very professionally done. Who's doing this with you? You're not doing it all alone there, are you?
Not at all. It's a lot of help, and mostly from Egg Studios. They're the ones that they're doing producing, and they're doing all of the camera editing work and production, as well as some writing. And they honestly, if it wasn't for Egg Studios, I don't even think it would have been possible to do it all.
Now, I mean, you guys are only three shows deep into this, and I hear rumblings that you have viewers and likes in the thousands.
Yeah, the first couple days were crazy, and I mean, it was the support of a lot of family and friends. You know, I was really trying to get the word out, especially in that first week, and pretty much everybody I know was sharing and liking the page, and people that I hadn't even talked to in a long time were sharing and liking the page, so I definitely got a lot of support, even more than I could have imagined, so I really appreciate all the support that I've gotten from friends and family. And
surely you don't have thousands upon thousands of family members that are downloading this thing.
Yeah, no, probably not that many. But they definitely helped me spread the word. Social media is a pretty amazing tool.
Well, and it's a great show. I mean, it's something that is local, East Coast. You're featuring, you know, East Coast personalities. Like Fred, for example.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that was one of my favorite things about it, was be able to take so many local people who are so good at what they do, but don't necessarily get the opportunity to show it, say, on TV. So, you know, yeah, the Freds and the, you know, Amanda from Line Magazine, and, you know, the local fitness people, and just so many really, really, really big talents, you know, and being able to use them on the show was one of my favorite parts for sure.
Now, we're just into season one. What other goodies can we expect in upcoming episodes?
Well, we have a lot of fashion and beauty coming up in future episodes. We have some new guests joining the show. We also have some really cool cooking segments coming up. We're going to be featuring some really cool beauty products and showing, you know, how to use them and things like that. So I'm really excited for all of what's to come.
That's fantastic. Well, listen, this show is off and running and already a success. So congratulations on that. So I guess the basic bottom line is, if you're a Bell customer, you can get it on demand. Otherwise, other folks can grab it online.
Yeah, you can grab it online, bellaline.net/community1. And all of the back episodes are there as well. So it's not like, it's never a rush. You can go back and watch them all at any time.
Binge watch.
Katie Kelly, thank you so much for joining us in the Beaver Bank Bunker.
Thanks, Jamie and Lisa.
And I guess that's all our time for this Wednesday in the Beaver Bank Bunker. We'll be back again tomorrow.
Until then.